Hello.
Hello, this is Kajana calling back from customer support. Do you mind providing me with the zip code?
63077.
Yes, ma'am. And your first and last name, please.
Tammy Godefroyd.
All right. As I get the account pulled up, just verify your address for me, just the street number and name, and then tell me why we're doing a call back.
828 Country View Lane, St. Clair, Missouri.
Yes, ma'am. And why are we doing a call back today?
Okay, there was a chart. What is this? What do you guys
I'm a third party call center, ma'am. I do callbacks for various companies. I just assist with the accounts. I won't know what's ordered or what's going on until I get the transactions pulled up.
Okay, well, it was an order for $67.32 from something called Express Garden Makeover. I have no idea what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Once I get the account pulled up, we will discuss it. Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Just give me a couple more seconds.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What is it, though? I sure in the hell didn't order it. Well, on my way home, I'm going to go stop payment on it and get a different debit card.
Yes, ma'am. So I see here on the 6th you ordered the KitchenAid for $7.95.
Okay, then why is it charged $67.32?
Yes, ma'am. They charge you a monthly membership fee because when you ordered the original KitchenAid, it states in the terms and conditions that if you don't call and cancel, they will bill you a monthly membership fee. The monthly membership fee is for the online gadget store that goes by the name of Factory Direct Savings, where they send you a $199 gift voucher.
Okay, can you just take that off of my debit card?
I can cancel the account for you.
Okay, cancel the account, but I would also like it credited back to my debit card.
If I'm able to do that, ma'am, I will. But normally all sales are final because it states in the terms and conditions when you make the initiative purchase.
I don't recall purchasing anything like that, so.
So you never paid $7.97 for any item. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't order stuff like that.
Okay, ma'am, at the beginning of the call, when I said you ordered the KitchenAid, you agreed with me.
No, I didn't.
You said okay, and what was the $67.32 for?
I agreed with you. Did I agree with her that I ordered anything?
Yes,
no,
ma'am, you did.
I have a person sitting here with me, and she did not hear me agree to ordering anything.
I mean, okay, well,
anyway,
just give me a second. I'll cancel it, and I'll be right back with the cancellation number.
She said I agree that I ordered some kind of KitchenAid something. She said I ordered a KitchenAid something or another for $7 and something. So she's checking to see what she can do. If you need to go, we can go. Well, can you take the time to go pay that and I'll just meet you outside?
All right, let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Okay, just a second. I need a 810, please. Okay, go ahead.
C as in Charlie. 263-224-337.
Okay. And $67.32 is going to come off of my account?
I can't promise that, ma'am. Just give me a second. I'm talking with my supervisor about it. Like I stated, it is stated in the terms and conditions about the monthly membership fee.
Okay.